Can you confirm that the person has been self-isolating?
Yes, they have.
Okay. And did the person travel from out of province before their self-isolation period?
Yes, they did.
Okay. Do they live with anybody?
No,
Okay.
they're by themselves, self-isolating. So that was the really, that was part of the, if there's good news to a bad news story.
No kidding. Is Mount Allison providing any support of any kind to this person, whether that's mental health and or groceries or something?
So we have checked in on them as far as groceries and food, and we kind of proactively brought them some yesterday just to make sure, and we're going to be checking in again in a couple of days to make sure that that's okay. We also are doing a check-in as far as, just generally how they're doing, so that's happening. And we know that public health calls every day to check on their health because that's really important when you're a positive case for COVID.
Especially
But
if
we
you live
will
alone.
also, we'll also on Monday or Tuesday start having our own staff calling to do a health check on them as well. So yes, and they've been in touch with us, so that's a really good sign, right? That says to me that they know that they can reach out to us as well.
Can you confirm that the person was asymptomatic?
They were absolutely 100% asymptomatic.
Okay. Are all of the test results from Mount A's testing round, I think that was last weekend, are they all back?
So I don't know whether they're all back because we have had 4 testing days
Right.
at Mount A, the last of which was actually this morning. So those aren't back for sure. But the biggest test date we had 290 or so students that went through. I would guess that, the large majority of those are back, but to say for sure, I can't.
Yep, that's
Yeah.
fine.